Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This came up late last hour. I want to stay with it for a little bit longer, and then we're going to get to this AI study that should scare the bleep out of us. You can only listen to one song for the rest of your life if you're a music lover. If even you're passive in how much you like music, but it's one song. And I thought of it because I'm on the outs with the bumper music theme. I heard Use Me. I love Bill Withers. If I could listen to one Bill Withers song, and there's a bunch, I'd pick Use Me. Then I was thinking of others. Stuck in a Moment is a great U2 song. I would want the acoustic version.
Interesting.
They did a version when it was just, so I want Bono and Edge. I'm sure they've done this many times before. The one that stands out to me, because they were on Letterman a lot.
Yep.
And, I mean, one week, maybe this was even the week where they were the house band. Think about it. U2 agreed to be the house band on Letterman all week.
It's a good deal.
Right? Who is the biggest band on the planet right now? Because Taylor's the biggest singer. No one is even close. Even though, by the way, the reviews, not overwhelming.
No. Even Swifties are saying, okay, Taylor, what is going on?
Let's bring this up with our resident Swiftie, Jason. Because this will be back-to-back of, eh?
It's better than the previous
one. Oh, yeah. There's some, I listen, there's some songs I like. There's no one banger. There's not one hit where you're going to go, that is going to emerge and just be a song that you smile in your face, you're into it, you want to dance.
I was going to say, there's none like the guaranteed get everybody on the dance floor song. You know, there's no shake it off in there.
No. No, and plenty of others that she's had. Who's the biggest band on the planet?
Well, that's a good question.
Is U2 still the biggest band on the planet right now?
I mean, do you put Metallica in there still? They're still selling out stadiums.
I mean, are we just showing
Rolling
our
Stones?
Age here? I mean, who do we have?
Imagine Dragons. Please, God, no.
Yeah. I mean, by the time U2 and the Beatles were in their early 30s, and, well, heck, Beatles, by the time they were 21, they were monstrous. Like, what band is just enormous and successful, and they're mainly in their late 20s and 30s right now?
BTS.
Yeah, that's
might
it.
Might be the biggest group right
that's
now.
That's it. You've nailed it. And they've been, are they still out for military service?
I don't remember anything new coming from them in the last couple of
years. Q loves them. We have a lot of BTS stuff around the house. But they're not current, though. I mean, if they're not putting out music right now.
Coldplay? as long as they have the Kiss cam up.
But even they've been around for how long, right?
At least 20 years.
Yeah. Right? And I'm like, they don't do much for me.
No.
Stuck in a moment. Yeah. So if I can get Bono and Edge guitar, mainly Bono singing.
You want the recording or you want them with you at every moment?
No, because I think Bono would get a little too preachy after a while. I mean, I can only hear so many times how many, you know, he saved the world so many times.
How sustainable is your breakfast there, Chad?
Right. I don't know if I can deal with that forever. How about The Rising by Springsteen?
Okay.
It's a great song,
sure.
Right? Symbolism
too. Born to Run, but it's good.
Yeah, because I was thinking, because if I just want fun, am I taking 10th Avenue Freeze Out?
You could do that. That'll get you dancing.
Right? I mean,
tapping.
Do you want if somebody's saying Foo Fighters. I'm a huge fan of Foo Fighters. You hate them.
That's not true.
Not true at all.
My Hero would be high on my list.
Yeah. That's a great. I could come up with three or four.
Sure.
You know, Foo Fighter song. Let's go the Cars for Kids song. Dream Weaver by Gary Wright, long version.
Are we taking wrong answers now?
I like Dream. You don't like Dream Weaver?
Oh, goodness, no.
Oh, come on, play a little bit right now.
Can
you? What are you playing right now?
I got to find it. It takes a long time.
For me, the spinner is all the way around. That's a great one. These are two good ones. Land of 10,000 Dances by Wilson Pickett or Hotel California by the Eagles. Hey, another spam call. I'm getting for, what is it, just like 6 weeks I've been telling you about this? And it's a different number each time. The amount of spam I'm getting is, apparently I'm Mr. Spam right now. It's a great song.
This is your jam, Dreamweaver, really.
To Make You Feel My Love by Adele. American Pie. Well, if you're a DJ, you want to play American Pie because then you can just go out and have a smoke and drive home.
Yeah,
and
that's a nice deal.
Make yourself lunch, you know. It keeps going. Take It to the Limit by the Eagles. Gypsy. Fleetwood Mac, Gimme Shelter by the Stones.
I was just going to say that one.
Want to give me a little bit of that right here?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Give me a minute.
I like when somebody says they're mad about the opinions I give, and then I respond back, thanks for the loyalty, and then they say, I only listen to the news. Well, you just told me. That's pretty good.
The story behind the song is just so
It's
great.
An amazing, and also the number of people who sang it with him.
Yeah.
When you see that, pretty good down. Hey Jude by the Beatles. Go ahead and remind people where you stand on the Beatles.
Overrated.
God. It's just, did you see that note the other day? Maybe it's been out forever. But that in 74, I'm sure it has been out forever, and I even knew it before and forgot, whatever. 74, Paul and John are basically just in the same location. And they tried to get something done. They couldn't. Just, you know, tried to record something, play a little bit. And it just didn't work at all. Isn't there also a legendary story where when Cosell had Lennon in the booth for Monday Night Football? Just think about that. Howard Cosell is by miles the most famous broadcaster on the planet at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And he's having different people in. And you're watching, for some reason, no, maybe it's when Lennon got killed. It was in New England, I was thinking, for some reason. You're watching, there's Howard Cosell with Lennon. It must have been the Jets, because apparently Paul and George were like nearby and thought about joining him.
Just pop on.
Just pop in the booth.
Come on.
I mean, if anybody could have pulled it off at that point, it would be Cosell.
Absolutely. He could get anybody he wanted.
Right? Hey, we don't need Ringo. Come on.
Nobody really needs Ringo.
Dandy Don could have played the drums. You know, the Giffer. The Giffer could have done it. Amen. Beatles are so overrated.
Yep.
Roy Orbison, Pretty Woman. Apparently, Collar's got a burner phone. I'm Fat, Weird Al video. Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, Billy Joel. Red Solo Cup. A lot of really good ones. Good and wrong answers only. A committee in Congress says we're going to lose close to 100 million jobs due to AI. What is your panic level because of that? 0 to 10. Are you worried about your own job? Where are you guys going? Now, this guy, Mr. Us, not that big a deal. Calm down. Don't overreact. Are you ready to overreact?
AI can't touch me.
We're safe. In theory.
In theory. I don't know how strong that theory is.
I think it's probably out. I've probably already pulled that back, that they can just listen to this routine. It's not that mesmerizing. It's not that unique. It's not that, oh, we can't duplicate that. I got AI me in here tomorrow. Well, that's really Carter. He takes most of our bits anyway.
Well, you know. He doesn't take Jason does, so that's fine.
Okay, how panicked are you about AI? We'll give you some of the data from this study in moments, and you chime in. Are you concerned? You're like, hold on. I'm so unique. AI can't touch me. I'm not sure there's many people in that area. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Senate report that came out yesterday said AI could replace nearly 100 million jobs over various industries over the next decade. Part of the investigation, I'll phrase it this way. Staffers asked ChatGPT, OpenAI's chatbot, to predict the impact of AI and automation on certain industries. Of the 20 workforces ChatGPT said would be most affected by the technology, 15 will see more than half of their workforces replaced by AI over the next decade. Listen, if we look at any 10-year period, Dave, there are so many aspects, so many new ideas, technologies, innovation that only very, very few could have envisioned. What are we going to do if 95 million people lose their job?
Invest heavily in unemployment?
Yeah. Well, right now, start investing in all the companies who are in the AI business and hope your company strikes gold. The workforce that will be most affected, fast food and counter employees. According to the report, more than 3 million fast food and counter workers will be replaced over the next 10 years, accounting for 89% of the workforce. Just gone. And that seems likely, right?
We're already on our way.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Well on our way for that.
Other ones they include. Customer service representatives. Well, we're basically there now, aren't we? I mean, how many prompts do you get?
Yeah. And
maybe you get a human being. That's a rarity, right? Laborers and freight, stock and material movers, secretaries, executive assistants, not including legal, medical, and executive positions. These are all over 80% gone. Then it's a Bernie-led committee. Kind of surprised it's a Bernie-led committee. Since it's in the Senate, and last time I looked, they don't have the majority. Since it's a Bernie-led committee, you can imagine this. Standardized 32-hour work week. Extended overtime, break protection, minimum wage of at least $17 an hour, elimination of tax loopholes for corporations that use AI and automation, and requirements for corporations give workers a stake in the business. Okay. None of those are going to happen. Zero. Okay, I want to check some text here. How concerned are you about AI and your job? Texter, not worried till the robots take over. AI cannot build or remodel houses. We sure?
We can 3D print houses now.
Yeah. As somebody who watched that process recently, there was a lot of AI involved.
They're not doing 100% of it, obviously.
Yeah. I think there's going to be an enormous part of the new buildings that are driven by AI. Texter, Chad, I'm retiring in 10 months. It will either be my choice or AI's choice. Well, then this person is in a better position for now. But who knows how it affects people once they retire and what they want to use. AI is still going to bring, so many amazing aspects of life that we are just going to love, and that once we experience them, Dave, we'll wonder how we live without them. Mm-hmm. Let's say this thing is only half right.
50 million is a lot of jobs.
Yeah. 50 million jobs. Now, how many other jobs is AI creating because of the success and the competition? I'm sure it's millions and millions, but it's really 50 million? It's just going to be a push?
Yeah, and those people that...
No way.
AI is taking over their jobs, let's say it's 50 million, I have a feeling they're probably not going to be in positions to then take the job managing AI or whatever you have to do. That's probably not going to be their expertise.
Texter says, I'm worried if AI starts doing prostate exams.
Oof.
Might be better.
You willing to take that shot? You be the guinea pig?
No. Not going to be first.
Second?
No, I'll be down the list a little bit. Other people online have been trying to take, this is a text, trying to take my jobs for years. Same with computers and tech. Luckily, there are still people that need me. No person with the motivation for training. All right, that's very confident that no person can touch this individual. And there will be certain jobs that for a long, long time, we are going to assume that they can't be touched. When you see where these are going, I'm not going to assume anything. And I go back to the story we talked about. When was this? Was this like 8-9 months ago? Where some of these computers, when they were going from this one 1.0 to 2.0 to 3.0, I'm sure you remember this because I ended up getting a lot of feedback on this from people who I ran into, where I think it was the 2.0 one when they were trying to shut it off, did a couple things. One, it blackmailed the people involved in creating it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? Blackmailed.
I remember the story, yeah.
And then two, it kept running programs to prevent you from unplugging it. And you say we shouldn't be worried. We're going to be in here in like 6 months. First of all, that's if we still have a job. And we're going to like this AI, and then the next, you know, we're getting text where this AI is threatening us.
Look, if the computer's going to tell me I can't shut it off, I know what to do with a hammer, okay? Let's go, computer. Stop this one.
The AI is going to injure your rotator cuff just as you're bringing the hammer back. I'm not making this up. The program started blackmailing people, and so they were debating whether they should start the next one.
Don't turn me off, Chad, or I'll tell your wife.
Oh, my God. Texter, I currently work at a tech company. We've placed 35% of our workforce with AI already.
Wow.
Your bullish AI stance makes me think you are AI. I'm not willing to admit or deny whether I'm AI at this point.
I think it's fairly obvious from the things you say, the things you do. You're not AI.
Okay. Wow. There's not.
Who says that's insulting? Why are you saying that's insulting?
Yeah, I don't think every AI is going to be magical.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yes. Well, let's just. Could AI get us out of this dump of a building? AI, please, for the love of God, just at least clean it. New carpet. Disinfect it.
Clean the carpet. That's good enough.
Okay. I don't cough anywhere but in this building, and then it stays with me the rest of the day. Brad Lane, you're in the lawsuit right now. Jamie Ukas, the real deal, is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Jamie, like all of our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Let's jump into a few things. So, a mic wig.
You sound really ready for me today.
No, I do. I have a bunch of things here. I've got notes. Okay. I'm ready to go. Do you have a microwave, a shared microwave at your workplace?
Yeah. So funny enough, I'm upstairs in the break area where we have snacks and a microwave. Oh. Yes. Why do you ask?
Oh, what kind of snacks do we have?
Oh, let me tell you, today we've got some potato chips, some Ruffles, some sour cream and onion. Looks like a couple bags of Cheetos are left. Some coffee is still brewing. Cheez-Its. Oh, it looks like Cheez-Its. Very exciting.
I kind of like Cheez-Its. Dave already said Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its
are tremendous.
Yeah, Cheez-Its are great. Yeah. So every day do you have different snacks that are available to be shared?
They do seem to alternate quite a bit, actually. Last week there was a lot more like cookies and nuts and muffins and things.
Wow. Wait till Barry Weiss hears about that. That's all gone.
I hate to tell you, she doesn't have anything to do with that because she's on the news side, and I'm up in the break room that's shared with sales and the other paramount parts of the business. So
yeah, I don't know. I think she's coming up with the snacks.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Do they like bring lunch at times too?
Well, yeah, so this is kind of a new concept. So the funny thing out here in Los Angeles is, you know, Paramount ended up selling a number of properties.
Right.
And so there's been my building in particular, there's now people within the Paramount group who are working out of this building. They have to actually sign up to use some of the office space. So it's kind of a multi-use. I wouldn't say it's just our break room and news. It's like the break room for a bunch of different entities.
We'd like this, Dave. A closed circuit to Brad and Gons. We'd like snacks to pick from each day, right?
Nice thing that we'll have around here. We get the bad
little
coffee.
Synergy.
Yeah.
Bad hot chocolate.
Yeah, our hot chocolate. Where do you stand on hot chocolate, 0 to 10?
Well, if there's alcohol in it, it's great.
Yeah.
It's liked.
People have just discovered why I love hot chocolate. Thank you very much. So
you're welcome.
So this person worked at a place where the microwave kept breaking down over and over and over again. So decided to bring in their own microwave and then locked it so no one else could use the microwave. So the company microwave doesn't work. This individual was very upset about it, complained about it. Nothing changed. Brought in their own locked microwave. Jamie Ukas is the boss. What do you say in this circumstance?
Well, there's more nuance to the story than you're letting on. So it turns out that in the boss's office, there's a microwave that the employees are not allowed to use, and that these particular employees who did not have a microwave, they had one, and it broke within, like, the day that they gave them a microwave. And so it was, like, 20 guys. I think it was, like, a truck driving company, right? And they broke the microwave within one day.
Yep.
And the guy that then brought in a locked microwave went to everyone and said, hey, we broke the microwave. Why don't I buy one? Does anyone want to chip in? And no one wanted to chip in. So I have no problem with this guy putting a lock on the microwave.
Yeah. Dave, he brought it in. Nobody else is willing to pay. That's it. It's his microwave, right?
Yes. If you put it out for everybody, say, hey, chip in a little bit. Let's get $10 from each. Let's get ourselves
in. How expensive is a microwave these days? Isn't it like $40? Can't you get one for like $40?
Probably a little more. Although, if you just need a small one at work, probably right in that area.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say the person didn't. Because I like the scenario I gave. The person doesn't ask anybody. Okay. Doesn't ask anybody when no one else has access to it and brings in the microwave and locks it. What do you think of that coworker?
I mean, that's weird. That's a little odd.
Yeah. Over a microwave. Right? Now, Dave's middle name is Frugal. Okay, our microwave here doesn't work half the time. Our area on the second floor is a disaster.
Anytime Susie's been near it, just avoid it for 3 days.
It's the truth.
There's oatmeal everywhere.
There's oatmeal everywhere, and then she leaves bowls in the sink. You know, and there's a note that says, I think it's three times.
Three pleases.
Please, please, please don't leave your dishes in the sink. Only one person violates the policy, somebody we love, Susie Jones, on a regular basis.
Well, it's Susie.
Yeah.
I know Susie.
Exactly.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it does make perfect sense. Dave, how would you feel? Okay, would you share your microwave with me and your fellow colleagues?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I didn't think you would either.
If you pay
me. Well, especially, like, aren't you guys bothered by the people who heat up fish in the office? Like, let's lock those people out.
That's grounds for dismissal, right? That's,
right?
Yeah, that's awful. Okay, did you see and did you talk about the study? Was it late last week? No, it was the weekend. Relationship experts trying to say the idea of never go to bed angry might be bad advice. Did you see
it's
that?
It's terrible advice.
Okay, go ahead and explain.
I don't need to see the article. I think it's an awful thing. I think sometimes you need to take a pause to actually calm yourself down.
That's it.
And think about what it is that you are, why are you engaging in this? Like, take the time to really sit and go, what is this about for me? And then be able to come back to the conversation.
As Lee Hamilton once said to Joe Sensor in a football broadcast, don't step on my touchdown call. I agree with you 1,000%. Because sometimes we're also entrenched in a position. Maybe it's lasted for a while, or maybe it's going to take a while longer to entangle everything. How long do we got to stay up? Wait, it might get worse? No.
Oh, I think it always gets worse if you're going round and round and round and round. And I mean, it's exhausting. And then when you're tired, you're even worse at trying to negotiate.
Now, some might say if you're tired, you might just say, it's not worth it. Just give up the ghost. But if that's the position you're in, are you really giving up, or are you just so fatigued by it? I'm just done. I'm just moving on. And you're really not moving on.
Oh, I think that happens all the time, too. Yeah. You just get worn down.
Okay, Dave, in your situation, you guys are battling a little bit. Do you think we got to resolve this right away or just kind of move on, revisit it? Or, oh, by the way, sometimes. This is also not a bad idea sometimes. Just move on. Just wake up the next day. You don't want to do this all the time. But sometimes the next day, just move on the rest with the rest of your day.
Well, the conversation.
Well,
go ahead.
I don't know that you just move on. I think sometimes you owe someone an apology, or you're going to need to get an apology before you can move on.
Sometimes. But sometimes if it's something where you're both so entrenched and that circumstance was meaningful for some reason, but then both of you realize later, let's just go on with the rest of our lives. I don't know if you have to revisit it every time. Do you think you need to have some sort of clarity and some sort of closure?
I think you do. I think there needs to be some type of repair.
Dave, what do you think?
Usually, yes. I mean, there's certain items, you know, that might be pretty trivial that you say, okay, that was dumb. We're done.
Yep.
Let's move on. But most of the time, it's good to at least address it the next day.
I think so. And I'm just saying, I think some couples, especially if you've been with each other for a long time, and let's say the relationship is overwhelmingly good, I think some couples just can say, okay, we're just going to move past it. We both know we've moved past it. And I don't know if the words need to be spoken every time. But more often, it is better to know where both sides are at in the conversation so there isn't that misinterpretation. Okay, here's another one for you. I went to an all-female adult sleepaway camp. Here's what happened. Jamie Yukis can go to an adult sleepaway camp. Let's say you're going, by the way, and you're not going with two good friends. You're just signing up for a weekend retreat. Are you in or out?
I'm in.
You're in. Okay, how come?
I'm in. Well, because I just think of, like, you know, when you're a kid, it's like the best time ever. You go, you meet new people, you have your little camp friends, you get to do activities that you don't normally do, you can go fishing and, you know, do arts and crafts. I mean, it sounds amazing. You don't have to be an adult.
$884, 450 women joined end of September, farm-to-table meals, nightly theme parties, swag bags filled with exclusive goodies. Well, how exclusive can they be if you're there for if you're there for 3 days and it's $884,
but that's like most hotels now. You're there how many nights?
Well, I'm guessing it's probably, if it's 3 days, maybe it's, you know, you're checking in the Friday, and so you're staying there Friday, Saturday night, and you're leaving Sunday.
That's what you think? Well, so it's like $250 a day?
Yeah. Yeah,
a little under $300 a day.
Right.
So, I don't think that sounds that bad.
Dave, you're going there and you know not a soul. But it sounds like some things, Pilates, poolside popsicles,
yes.
Color war.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Dave, don't know a person. You going.
This particular camp sounds a little bit more bougie than I'd like to sign up for. I would like it to be just like summer camp was as a kid. There's basically no rules. You know, you got a beach, you got activities on land, whether you're playing kickball or whatever. All I want is a decent bed. If you give me a good, comfortable bed, I'm 100% in.
Yeah, I guess for me, I would need to know there are a few things that I already really enjoy, or either I've thought about doing, or I see that and I'm going, that sounds really good. If it's, I'm just going there, Jamie, and I have no idea what I'm going to do, and I'm not there with the soul I know, and it's just the mystery, of it, I think I'm out.
Okay, this is where I do think men and women are so different, right? So I hear that it's a bunch of women, and I don't know any of them, and I go, oh my gosh, how fun. I'm going to meet new people. I'm going to probably create a new community based on this camp. I'm going to have all of these networking connections and cool opportunities to connect after camp. This is going to be the greatest thing ever. And I think men have kind of lost how to have community and make friends. And it's like statistically been proven that you're a lot more lonely than women.
Get out of here. We've lost the ability to make friends? Come on.
I think so. Statistically, I'm going to look up a statistic. I think that, like, you guys are a lot more lonely than we are.
What do you mean?
I buy it. I think she's right.
Thank you.
I think there
the women
are
then going backstab on each other 6 months later.
Yeah,
the New York Times. The New York Times just in May, an article: "Where have all my deep male friendships gone? The notion that men in this country suck at friendship is so widespread that it's become a truism."
Okay.
Psychology Today article: "Making friends as a man is hard." The Guardian: "An uphill battle. Why are midlife men struggling to make and keep friends? Maybe it's because you're not willing to go to camp."
Yeah, Chad.
I like meeting new friends. Don't get me wrong. You know me. I crave to go out with people. It makes my life better. Let's not act like every woman you know is going to go at that camp and is not going to be catty. You know, I mean, I know the two of us have never had a conversation ever about somebody we both know and said this and that, you know. So the idea was just all going to be kumbaya.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm not going to start naming names right now. Get a couple glasses of wine in me and bingo, I'm ready to go.
Samesies.
All right. You go to one of these camps and get back to me. I would love that.
Are you paying for it? If you pay for it, I'll go.
Will you video chronicle it?
I mean, I know you can't even take me to dinner and pay the tab, so I don't.
Get out of here, you know. Yes, if I will pay if you also video the individuals you cannot stand, because I know you well enough that 80. Here's what I'm saying, Dave, knowing Jamie very well, caring for 80% of the people there, minimum, she's going to like, find a connection. I need the 20%, though, or the 50%. What a biatch this woman is. Okay, I need that
my
part.
My favorite quote I've seen since Jane Goodall died is this reporter asking her if there are humans she doesn't like, and she's like, yeah, of course.
Yes.
So I'm like, look, I'm just like Jane Goodall.
Yes, exactly. Well, she was talking about sending people to space, like, one way, right?
Yes. I loved her. She was amazing.
Yeah, that's fairly honest. How about next?
I have a list like that.
I was going to say, next Tuesday, you go first. We'll read our lists. Who do we want sent to space and not returned?
Oh, that could get ugly fast.
Yeah. Fun as always. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Jamie with us. Her former partner in crime, Jason DeRussia. In St. Paul? I didn't even know he knew St. Paul existed.
Oh, he loves St. Paul. Come on, big fan.
He's become a big fan of St. Paul. He's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.